gets into the overall, like you were saying before, about, you know, it's really the interesting question is what's happening with journalism more so than the prizes that get handed out. From my perspective, there's great journalism all over the place, but I don't have any fears at all. I mean, I think people, when they talk about the future of news, I think the big question people have is how do you fund it? We're seeing the newspaper's business model collapse, and there's this big fear that the Fourth Estate is going to run out of gas, and that's a really important part of transparency and accountability in a democracy. And you know, who's going to pay for this? The advertisers don't appear to be willing. The subscription bases are dropping as people look to different ways to find the news. Increasingly, it's online. And I can tell you from experience that online does not pay the bills the way print does, which is scary given where print revenues are going. There's an order of magnitude in what advertisers are willing to pay for the exact same content. We publish the entirety of Wired magazine on our website. It accounts for about 5% of our overall traffic. And our website is not making half of what our magazine is making. It's the exact same content. So it's a very frustrating, difficult place to be when you think about the costs of underwriting deep investigative journalism. It's not something that just falls out of a tree. And some of these investigations take months and months. The ProPublica story was just a tour de force of tenacity. Updated report, an amazing series of stories. And who's going to pay for that? And I think that's a big question that people have got. Is the internet going to pay for it? Maybe, maybe not. Or are we going to get to some kind of a hybrid where we have much cheaper costs of gathering that information due to the inherent transparency of the media? People are trading a lot more information a lot quicker, and so maybe we get to the truth faster. We don't need to spend 8 months pursuing a single story. People will find it in dribs and drabs, and you know, it'll sort of iteratively emerge out of thousands of blog posts and comments, and we'll eventually get to the truth. I don't know. To me, it's a little worrying, just the business model, about how we sustain this.
Sure. You have a question?
I just had kind of a follow-up to that, because I've been in PR for like 12 years now, and you know, when I got out of school, it was really pitching to traditional big outlets. Newspapers, print mags, and now you're saying, you know, what we're seeing is that, I mean, gosh, in the last year or two, it's so hard to even manage relationships because people turn over so fast, or they're let go, or, you know, that publisher went out of business and that's not there anymore. And you're saying, like, how do we support it? How to advertise? We're not getting advertisers, but I think a lot of it, at least from my perspective, is that, you know, you're talking about finding the truth in these blogs and things like that. And for me, I hope that I can go to a reputable outlet to find the most trustworthy news. And I feel like when that day's gone, when we don't have those papers, how do we know? You know, like me as a PR professional, I get really upset when I see a print story that I've worked on that doesn't have the facts, that reporter didn't do the time to ask the questions or, you know, listen to me to get the truth, and they print it. So now it's, you know, I almost don't even want to go back to them for a story or give them leads or anything like that, because I feel like, you know, you're not doing your time. And maybe it's because there's one reporter that's covering 20 different beats now, you know, but is that, I kind of, it's like a dynamic of the advertisers would come if they know that there's truth in that journalism. And you know, I think we're seeing we're going to all these different blog sites, there's advertisers on blogs, but how do you know that that's truthful?
Yeah, I don't actually think truth is what attracts the advertisers.
No.
I think it's brand and, you know, the audience that the brand attracts and the demographic that you're bringing. That's what they pay attention to, more so than truth per se. I mean, I think there's a corollary there. You get high quality reader. We live in an affluent, educated society, and so those affluent, educated people are drawn to good sources of information, and they sort of turn their backs on places that are proven to be less trustworthy. So, I mean, there is, but I think it's not a direct relationship. But yeah, I mean, I think that's a tough question. Like what do we do to underwrite the costs of quality? Mm-hmm. Trustworthy journalism.